With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The most qualified member of Congress to speak on issues at Arlington National Cemetery says the Democrats are fabricating a scandal involving former President Trump's visit to the site this week. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Tom Cotton, a former member of Arlington's old guard, says
this is not Donald Trump's idea.
Trump's visit marked 3 years to the day since 13 service members died during the botched pullout from Afghanistan.
Because of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden's inept failure.
And it was the families of some of those fallen soldiers who issued the invitation.
Families, whom I would mention, have never gotten so much as a phone call, much less a meeting with Kamala Harris or Joe Biden.
A fact that Cotton called the real scandal. He was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
The president's team had permission for photographs as well ahead of time. Former President Trump says this election is not a choice between Democrats and Republicans, but rather a choice between communism and freedom. Speaking in Potterville, Michigan Thursday, the former president said Harris's electric vehicle mandates would kill the auto industry. Trump said he's for electric cars, but there needs to be a healthy balance with gas cars as well. Also at SRNnews.com, the UN nuclear watchdog says Iran has further increased its stockpile.
The report says Tehran has also not reconsidered its September 2023 decision to ban the most experienced nuclear inspectors from monitoring its nuclear program and that IAEA surveillance cameras remain disrupted. The report further says that Iran has still not provided answers to the nuclear watchdog's years-long investigation about the origin and current location of man-made uranium particles found at two locations that Tehran has failed to declare as potential nuclear sites. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
This is SRN News. Another major company abandons the queer trans agenda.
Lowe's, the giant home improvement chain, says it will no longer support the Human Rights Campaign, the leading LGBT pressure group in the country. Officials with Lowe's also say they will no longer sponsor gay pride parades. This is just the latest case of a big retailer responding to backlash from a growing number of Americans who want the places they shop to stay neutral when it comes to politics and such hot-button cultural issues as homosexuality. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, France is doubling down on the queer trans agenda. It began with opening ceremonies for the Paris Olympics, which featured a homosexual version of Da Vinci's Last Supper. Now the performer who portrayed Christ in that production has been named a torchbearer for the Paris Paralympics. Barbara Butch, who describes herself as a lesbian, helped open the games for disabled people. It will run through September 8th. This is SRN News. The FBI is under investigation for failing to report all suspected sexual child abuse cases to the proper agencies.
A Justice Department watchdog says the FBI has failed to comply with mandatory reporting rules in nearly half of the sexual abuse cases it's handled involving children. An inspector general's inquiry has been released, saying there's no evidence to show the FBI had complied with mandatory reporting requirements in nearly 50% of the cases it reviewed. Another violation was the timeliness of sharing information. Only 43% of the cases showed that the information was provided in the 24-hour period required. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Records show that a Boar's Head deli meat plant in Virginia tied to a deadly food poisoning outbreak repeatedly violated federal regulations. Inspectors found meat and fat residue on walls, floor, and equipment. More details at SRNnews.com.